has been designed by the government in collaboration with salt farmers and industries. As part of the plan, the ministry has also identified potential areas of salt pond development, including one in Indramayu, West Java, he said in a statement issued on Saturday. In addition, the ministry is encouraging technological innovation in the salt production process. Starting this year, the ministry is hoping to make a breakthrough in terms of modeling the extensification of salt ponds in East Nusa Tenggara. With the support of technology, increased production capacity, and sustainable resource management, he said, the government is optimistic about achieving the target of salt self-sufficiency. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, has expressed her commitment to continue increasing people's digital literacy to maximize the government's efforts to root out illegal online gambling. Minister Hafid said after visiting Ibnu Sina Islamic Junior High School on Saturday, through the bolstering of digital literacy, the public will be in a better position to understand the negative impacts and losses that come with online gambling, such as getting caught up in legal troubles. The ministry is also ready to ramp up collaborative efforts with all local governments at a district, city, and provincial levels, as well as with the community, to maximize improvement of people's digital literacy. It is also collaborating with information and communication technology volunteers and non-governmental organizations. Besides tackling online gambling, the ministry will use these collaborative efforts to create child-friendly internet. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the very first Sunday in January 2025. I hope we are all in a very great condition, even much more than great. And Indonesia today is ready to be here to present various interesting information, updates, programs, and of course music to brighten up your Sunday amid cloudy day here in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. Despite the cloudy day here in Jakarta, I hope Jakartan's heart keeps shining. Just like this next song, we can say that this song is hit of the year in 2024 because it's so catchy and everyone sings this song. Bruno Mars and Rosie, Aperture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. ignore it, Tom.
At RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening and even watching our program on voinews.id, RRE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, or UCTV for RRE Net viewers. Listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, are you still having your holiday or already back home, getting back to reality on Monday, maybe on January 6th, already back to reality? I hope you just had a good holiday. And for your information, we have information from Indonesian Ministry of Tourism that foreign tourist arrivals increased by 20% from January to November 2024 compared to the same period in 2023. The number of arrivals during this period reaches 12.66 million, marking a 20.17% increase from the same time frame in 2023. So it means this growth is the highest recorded in the last 5 years. According to Nima de Ayu Martini, the ministry's acting deputy of marketing, this is the result of a joint effort by the Ministry of Tourism and all stakeholders to improve the performance of the tourism sector. She noted the number of foreign tourist arrivals in November 2024 stood at 1.09 million. With the Christmas and New Year holidays, she hopes the tourism performance will be even more positive and have a significant impact on achieving the foreign tourist arrival target for 2024. She affirmed that the ministry had optimized its marketing programs. One initiative included participation in the World Travel Market London, the world's second largest tourism exhibition. The ministry is also intensifying its focus on tourism village marketing programs, including 3B tourism package, namely Banyuwangi, Western Bali, and Northern Bali. So if you haven't visited Indonesia, do visit the archipelago country and try the 3B tourism package, Banyuwangi, Western Bali, and Northern Bali. We'll be back with a program that presents information about the latest agenda or events by the Indonesian embassies or consulate generals. It's on Diplomatic Corner. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia's relation with Kazakhstan and Tajikistan continue to grow. Indonesian Ambassador to Republic of Kazakhstan and the Republic of Tajikistan, M. Fajrul Rahman, has said that Indonesia's diplomatic relation with Kazakhstan and Tajikistan continue to increase and are manifested in economic, social, political, cultural, educational, and tourism aspects. Positive realities in Indonesia bilateral relations and cooperation with the two friendly countries can be seen from the increase in reciprocal visit between high-ranking official, trade value, investment, and tourist visits. The statement was made by Ambassador Fajro in his remarks when celebrating New Year's Eve 2045 at Wisma Indonesia Astana in Kazakhstan on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the value of Indonesia's bilateral trade with Tajikistan in the same period was recorded at $1.5 million, or around 24.3 billion rupiah, an increase of more than 50% from the same period in 2023. Throughout 2024, the Indonesian embassy in Astana also facilitated various visits and business matching meetings of Indonesian entrepreneurs with their counterparts from Kazakhstan and Tajikistan. Moreover, Ambassador Fajro at the Trade Expo Indonesia and Indonesia South and Central Asia Business Forum in October 2024 in Jakarta conveyed that the Indonesian embassy in Astana also facilitated the presence of 12 Kazakhstan businessmen to conduct bilateral meetings to explore cooperation with PT Pertamina. For the tourism sector, the number of visits by Kazakhstan and Tajikistan tourists to Indonesia as of October 2024 was recorded at 17,113 people, and most of them chose Bali as their destination. The number exceeded the annual target of the Indonesian embassy in Astana, which was 12,000 people for 2024. He further pointed out that the Indonesian embassy in Astana also continues to work to realize the opening of direct flights between Indonesia and Kazakhstan. And that's Diplomatic Quarter.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do. Where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not so common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Newsflash. Indonesian government aims to introduce the water-sufficient paddy irrigation technique to all rice fields across Indonesia, following a successful pilot project in Cirebon, West Java, according to Indonesian Minister of Public Works, Dodi Hanggodo. The technique was described as a paddy cultivation method that emphasizes the management of crops, water, and soil to use water effectively and efficiently while increasing farmers' productivity and revenue. That was Newsflash from Voice of Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Hai kau selemah dalam cermin, mari beradu mata dan mulai bicara tentang pijar resah yang menyala. Benarkah ini yang kau ingin? Pura-pura sempurna, labui celah demi aman nyaman tersia. Hati lemah, ingatlah semesta menerima dirimu apa adanya. Relakanlah, masih banyak senyum di dunia yang bisa terima semua indah kurangmu. Bila engkau berbeda, jangan kau benci dirimu.
I take this herbal drink not only now. The first time I gave birth, I took this herbal drink. It's been a long time, but I continue drinking it from vendors. I'd have a special mixture just made from glitter, galangal, turmeric, and betel leaf. There was Chana, a woman from Bogor, who has been living in Jakarta for long. Although living in a big city like Jakarta, the 54-year-old woman believes that drinking herbal medicine is very important for maintaining health. The habit of drinking herbal medicine derived from her parents, and she is still doing it up to now. Not only limited to healthcare, Chanang even believes herbs can cure certain diseases. Yes, in my village, a lot of my relatives drink this herbal drink. When they just give birth to a baby, they always take herbal drink. In fact, if my children are unwell, having allergies or nausea, I tell them to take some herbal drink from the vendor. The father also likes it. As far as I know, turmeric has many efficacies, very good to cure indigestion and leukorrhea. I'd say it is not only for spices or seasoning when you cook something. When anybody asks me to make a herbal drink, I always cream some head of turmeric. Thank God, it always works. Along with the passage of time, advances in science and technology seem to eclipse people's belief on the efficacy of traditional or herbal medicine, as disclosed by Mrs. Audi.
Yeah.
Yes, it seems good. People in Indonesia have known about herbal medicine since a long time ago. But I myself, I'm not a fan of herbal medicine. I mean those sold by vendors who carry the bottles around, because I doubt about the hygiene. So if I want to take it, a simple herbal drink like a mixture of turmeric and tamarind, I'll make it myself. But I have more confidence on herbal drinks or medicines manufactured in big factories, probably because the cleanliness is well controlled. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. So, since when have people begun to recognize and use Indonesian traditional herbs or herbal medicines? Is it an influence from other nations? Paulus Pangka, public relations of a large herbal medicine industry in Indonesia, located in Semarang, said.
Before the Chinese came, Majapahit Kingdom and other kingdoms in Indonesia had already used traditional medicine to cure illness and wound. Also to make the queens look more beautiful, they used traditional medicines, herbs.
The developing of traditional herb in Indonesia could not separate it from abundance of natural wealth owned by the country.
Indonesia has a lot of herbs and plants with best efficacious remedy. In the case of any illness, these plants will definitely be used. Many herbs have special efficacy to cure the illness.
It takes a very long process from generation to generation to get herbal formula, as we find today. Paul explains.
The first was through a dream or revelation. A lot happened in Indonesia or Asia. In general, one could treat the disease because he was prompted or informed in his dream that he is treating the disease with certain tons. The second is the behavior of the animals. We, the example of an animal, if it is having difficult to defecate, then it will eat some grass and the grass turns beneficial to smooth littering. The third is forms or behavior of plants. There are plants in Kalimantan which, if planted in the fertile soil, it will not grow at all, but if it is planted in a stone, it will grow up well. The plant turned out to be beneficial for kidney or gallstones, and the food is modern technology. So mix them all. Whether the dream can be proven scientifically, then the shape of the plant and animal behavior, as said earlier, go to the lab and do some research about it to find out whether it is actually useful, because not all beneficial to human life. There is definitely a certain substances that are useful for the human body.
Although using products rooted in indigenous cultures of Indonesia, according to Paul, To date, herbal drinks or medicines are only consumed in certain part of the country.
This jamu is circulating mostly in Java and Sumatra. For instance, it has not entered my hometown in Flores yet. Our population is big, 240 million. If everybody takes herbal drink, no need to actually go abroad because our domestic consumers are still quite plenty.
It turns out that the current world developments does not necessarily make people live traditional formula. In fact, since the last few years, many people have been using traditional medicine, or more popularly known as herbal medicines, that are considered more natural. Head of the National Commission for Herbal Medicine Scientification, the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siswanto, said,
jamu itu kan istilah untuk obat herbal, tapi yang asli Indonesia kan itu namanya jamu.
Jamu is the term for original Indonesian herbal medicine. Yes, it is called jamu. In other countries like in Malaysia, there is also Malaysian herbal medicine. In China, it is called traditional Chinese medicine. It means Chinese herbal medicine. So it's pretty much the same. They have herbal-based remedies or medicines. Every country also considers herbal medicines differently, such as in the United States, for example. They are just incorporated in food supplement, so it is not in the FDA jurisdiction. Then in Europe, some herbal or traditional medicine is taken care by the FDA.
Herbal itu ada sebagian yang diurus oleh, artinya dalam jurisdiksi FDA.
People in Indonesia have been consuming traditional herbal medicine for generations. Then, how is jamu when viewed from the health or medical side? Siswanto explains.
Jamu yang dalam pengertian tradisional itu kan sudah banyak dipakai di
masyarakat. Jamu in the traditional sense has been widely used for generations to maintain health and to treat minor ailments, and it should remain that way. And we always maintain that culture. But on the other hand, if you want to use for health care in terms of medical jamu that can be used by doctors, it should have a scientific evidence as said earlier. All doctors certainly have their criterion for therapeutic modality in this herbal medicine. Therefore, jamu that can be used is the one that has already had evidence and been clinically tested.
In order that jamu can be used widely in the community with a quality that can be accounted for, the policymakers have made some effort as described by Siswanto.
First, we tried to construct the body of knowledge, a sort of knowledge tree on Indonesian traditional medicines, which actually are rather different from modern medicines. So from there, we then formulated methodology to commit some sort of specific clinical test for herbal medicine, which is slightly different from modern medicine. Because modern medicine is a single, say, paracetamol, it contains paracetamol only, yes, but jamu consists of various herbs, right mixed with different types of plants. Each plant also contains a lot of components. That's why we set up a different method of clinical tests. Through empirical evidence in our people, we conduct the clinical tests of phase 2 and 3. We have done two formulas that have been clinically tested. First, herbal medicine for gout, then the second is the formula for lowering blood pressure or hypertension. The research has not only been done by the Herbal Certification Agency, but also by other research institutions, such as universities and others.
It is not impossible that jamu, as an ancestral heritage of Indonesia, can be combined with modern medical treatment.
Cita-cita kita, jamu ini mau kita angkat, makanya ada program namanya sanitasi.
Our ideals, we want to lift up this jamu. So there is a program called sanitification herbal medicine, right? Well, in the future, this jamu can actually go through two ways. Jamu that has, say, clinical evidence that can treat up to phase 3 clinical tests, and then the POM agency agrees. Well, it could go in the medical world, but jamu within the traditional sense, that is, to maintain health and so on, will be directed towards jamu for maintaining health. We are working to build a separate profession from physicians or medical profession called on traditional Indonesian penyehat or healer or health care. This is still an idol and ambition.
Although it is still limited, the development of herbal medicine in the country has been making progress. Siswanto once again said,
"Tadi sudah saya sampaikan bahwa
I told you this jamu does not have any such evidence yet. The doctors would mind if they are being asked to use it directly. To make such a breakthrough, now traditional medicine clinics have been opened in various hospitals which allow herbal medicines, but still within the framework of research. So it's called research-based service. What does it mean? Well, use herbal medicine if you want, but please, it is still in the corridor of research. And this already exists in several hospitals in Indonesia, particularly hospitals under the health ministry."
You're enjoying a song by Marion Jola, Aduh or Ouch. Ouch, I wish I could stay here longer to present more information and programs for you, but unfortunately it's time for me to sign out from the show, but only from RRINet, because on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend, or even your year-end holiday. And I'll see you in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest
at the very best, every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
Besok sampai selamanya, kita buka mata bersama, melihat pagi yang berbeda, dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang. Kini setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, tiga hari lah paling lama. Semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku punya. Oh, 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 oh. Sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, ya sudah ku.
Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Environment is planning to close 306 final disposal sites that use the open dumping system, which hurts the environment. Indonesian Environment Minister Hani Faisal Nur Rofiq said while participating in a beach cleanup activity at Kuta Beach, Bali on Saturday. One